is the Don and Mike Show.
Could I have my pants, please?
Time for the news.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Stand by, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to let Mike know that last year I got popped for DUI, and I spent 72 hours.
All right, so it is not beyond the average range of possibility that celebrities are treated kind of the same way, right?
Sometimes if I knew this one guy got a DUI, he only spent about 18 hours in jail.
Wow, it's 72 is the minimum in Pennsylvania.
I know that guy that spent 18.
Yeah, but somehow they made it count for two.
Really?
He must have had a pretty good lawyer.
18 hours?
Yeah.
That's
9 hours on one day and 9 hours the next.
Did they treat him well?
He didn't have a very good time. He remembered that there was a lot of rap lyrics carved into the door of his cell. Read them over and over again, he told me.
He learned his lesson.
Yes, he did.
I've been out with that guy now, and normally on a normal night, he has 9 to 16 beers, and if he's going out anywhere, all he has is ginger ale.
That's very good. He's
all
a
right.
smart boy.
Good for him. I'm glad he's learned his lesson.
He's also, him once.
I don't want to say who it is,
right.
but he also loves Hell's Pizza.
Does he really?
He does.
That's fascinating. I guess he has it imported from New Zealand.
Surprised I haven't seen him there.
And Buzz?
Yes.
I know you had breaking news.
Yes.
And I have breaking news as well.
Cool.
Coming your way in 17 days.
King
of Queens on My 20. A double dose of King Size.
I heard you playing it before.
The King of Queens.
How many more days, Robbie?
It's 17 days. And what really, they really don't underscore it in the promo. It's going to be on twice a night. And do you remember the episode when Doug shoots himself in the crotch?
Okay, thank you.
That's a good time to cut him off.
I'm watching.
Also, Buzz, I forgot to mention.
Yeah?
It's a big weekend for Charlie.
Really?
Charlie, of course, excited about the Mr. Bean movie.
Well, naturally.
He doesn't talk.
He doesn't.
Never.
He makes funny noises.
He goes on vacation.
Yes.
He spills the thing in a guy's laptop.
Right.
And then he drinks it out.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes?
17 days till King of Queens.
Can't wait, Rob.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah?
You know what? International House of Pancakes?
Yes?
Spell?
He can't.
IHOP, and then say the word Ness after it.
I. H. O. I can't.
Okay. We'll work on it over the weekend.
IHOP. Ness.
Then say Ness.
I ate your penis. A TTIC.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike, and Charlie. A teenage hacker in New York has figured out how to use Apple's iPhone.
He's the hacker now.
Oh, dear.
He's figured out how to use the iPhone with phone services other than AT&T. On George Hotz's iPhone, you see the...
I just spotted it. Thanks. They dumped that out.
Oh, they did? What, the IHOP?
Joke.
I dumped that out, John?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we've been doing it all day.
What, the IHOP?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They've been dumping it on the other end.
But did that come down from legal?
Yes.
Okay. Are you making that up?
No.
How come you didn't tell us?
I figured we were done with it for the day.
Oh. There's a lot of...
You're a good man, John. I'm lying.
Did they dump out the ATTIC?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You're asking me like I know?
Did they dump that?
No, I didn't hit that one.
Oh, okay. All right.
Good man. Way to have balls. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. George
Jesus
Hotz.
Christ. I wish I could keep track of every time they dump something.
You know, yeah, and I was talking to Joe about this outside. They just won't let you know what the rule book is.
Right.
What's the rule?
Innocent little grade school joke.
Yeah.
And if it was being dumped all over the place yesterday, please hip us to that fact. And if it's being dumped today,
we won't do it.
I mean, I had a question about it today. I see the light going off.
Didn't frankly, it get on today a couple of times?
That's why, at one point, I almost asked, but I didn't want to open up Pandora's box.
Right.
Because, see, the way our studio is set up, I got a button that I can press.
Right.
Okay. But then John's got a button.
Five other guys got buttons. Back in Fairfax.
I really, unless I take a look all the way to my left, I have no idea of knowing if the delay has been hit or not.
All right.
That time, I happened to look to my left, and I saw a green light flashing.
Well, we apologize, and we'll get our act together on that one.
Sure we will.
Yeah, because we're always on the cutting edge.
Sure we will.
Of censorship in America. Yes, Buzz.
George Hotz has the T-Mobile logo on his iPhone, and best of all, George says his hack, the one he created, also makes the iPhone work with overseas phone services, something the AT&T connected iPhone won't do.
It's a good thing it's the end of the week, man.
Apple yeah, it is the end of the week.
I'm just thinking about that.
If this was Monday, you and I would be unhappy campers.
We did that all day yesterday. We did that today. And
but some of it got on, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I
right.
Just so I know, the original joke, did it get on?
The repetition, I think, probably.
But, John, if you're going to hit the button, you know, let us know, please.
Yeah, let us know what's going on.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yesterday, we told you about a 59-year-old man who's made the football team at college in Texas, and now here's another story about
Excuse me. Buzz, sure. I'm sorry. Everything is behind the scenes. Why are you guys busying up the phones now?
I didn't do that.
Joe?
Well, because they're probably all calling to tell you that something got dumped.
I really wouldn't mind that. At this point, our listeners are the only ones who have the balls to tell us what's being edited and what's not being edited.
Yeah, I hope some of it got through. I mean, at least yesterday when we were doing the whole bit around it.
But I can see why you would just busy those out. No need for us to be surrounded by any truth. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, because as we have both said time and time again, the truth will set us free.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Sorry.
That's
right. Such a downer on a Friday.
So we told you about...
What could possibly help my mood?
I am just glad it's not Monday. You going to put a mood enhancer in there?
Yeah. Just give me a second.
Okay. This will make everybody feel better.
Okay. And 3, 2.
Coming your way in 17 days. King of Queens on My 20.
It worked.
17 days.
So here's another story about an old guy who's getting it done.
All right.
Nanu Ram Yogi lives in India.
Nanu.
And at the age of 90, he another 10 years and keep producing
I
children.
Just hit the dumb button. I didn't like what you just said.
Fair enough.
Did you really hit it?
I hit it twice.
Did you?
Yogi credits his diet for his virility. He says he eats lots of meat, so long as it's rabbit, chicken, lamb, or a wild animal.
What about boo-boo?
I don't know anything about boo-boo.
All right.
Only about Yogi.
And Mr. Ranger.
At long last, a white guy has finally won something. 48-year-old Mark...
It's about time. How long have we been oppressed, huh?
Decades, centuries. 48-year-old Mark Pastemic of Buffalo, New York, will no longer be kept down by the black men. He's won his racial discrimination lawsuit and $150,000. When Mark worked for the
still state, getting it done.
When Mark worked for the state's Office of Children and Family Services, his black boss with the intimidating name Tommy called him cracker and Polack and stupid white boy. I blame popular music for
this is Robert the Mailman
desensitizing us to these words. Tommy, the boss, denies all this, but an all-white jury sided with Mark. It's rare. A white guy ever wins a racial reverse discrimination suit.
What do you think of that, little Tommy?
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
This light that's flashing on and off now, what does that mean?
That means you're ramping up.
That the delay is catching up now, right?
Ramping up.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just like we'll ramp up on Monday.
Let me just see some of these calls that they wanted to keep from us. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I apologize for interrupting your newscast. I love listening to it.
It's quite all right. Go ahead.
Hey, yesterday, I listen at a Sacramento station. Yesterday, the IHOP part got all dumped all day. Today, it went through. Even that last time, it went through. So,
well, John, John hit the button, though. All right, thank you, my
totally
friend.
Confused. You got to remember where that call's coming from.
Right, Sacramento. Let me check the area codes here. On caller ID. Hello, area code 540. Hello.
Yeah, is this WJFK?
Donna Mike Show. What's happening?
Yeah, the you guys didn't get dumped out with the IHOP thing.
Okay,
people heard it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, IHOP and then ATTIC right after it. All that came
okay,
through.
Okay, but today or yesterday?
What's that?
Today or yesterday?
Right now.
Okay.
It was like 5-10 minutes ago.
Well, hold on a second. Well, John, did you dump it or not?
I did. I thought I did. I hit the button.
You know, maybe the hand of God came in.
You saw the light.
Perhaps. Perhaps the hand of he that does not believe in stepped in.
Amen.
There you go.
We'll say a prayer tonight.
I-H-O-P. Yes.
IHOP. And you know what? Because of that, I shall eat there this weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, I just heard. Never mind.
Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Never mind. Just never mind, everybody.
Joe,
never...
put the phones on busy.
Why did you do that in the first place, Joe?
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. A woman in Phoenix is facing attempted murder charges after stabbing her husband with a knife during sex. The couple had already filed for divorce. She called him, asked him to drop by the house to have it appraised for the division of property.
Why?
She started crying.
Why?
He comforted her.
Why?
One thing led to another.
Why?
Then she suggested they go to the bedroom to see her new bag of sex toys.
Why?
I was hoping you'd ask me that sooner. Turns out one of them was the knife she used to stab her soon-to-be ex in the chest. He's in serious condition with a collapsed lung.
So she...
She took him into the bedroom, like, to dupe him so she could kill him.
She seduced him to stab him. Yes.
Evil, evil, very, evil. Very, that taint good.
Very spider-like.
It's always going to have a taint to it. Uh-huh.
That taint good, Buzz.
No. And while we're talking violence, in Royal Oak, Michigan, a suburb of Detroit, a 28-year-old man went to the Target Sports shooting range and rented a .40-caliber handgun to shoot at targets. He then shot himself in front of two other guys who just happened to be standing there.
On purpose?
Pixie. On purpose. Mm-hmm. You've heard the expression, even a blind squirrel finds a nut occasionally. Well, the same applies to golf, apparently.
Hold on. The last story, I played that Pixie sound effect, but the guy shot himself on purpose?
He did. He shot himself on purpose.
On purpose?
Yeah. Suicide.
Yeah. Really, sorry.
No, because he meant to do it. Didn't need the Pixie. That was our mistake. Pixie?
Pixie.
Worked for me. You've heard the expression about the squirrel finding the nut. Happens to golfers in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
53-year-old Sheila Drummond has become the first blind female golfer ever to get a hole in one. And they didn't just tell her she did. She heard the ball hit the pin and drop into the cup. The odds of an amateur...
Hello!
There she is. The odds of an amateur golfer who can see getting a hole in one are nearly 1 in 13,000. 12 years ago, Sheila became the first female member of the U.S. Blind Golf Association.
Know how close I come?
How close?
8 inches.
Wow.
You know what it was for?
What?
BMW. Never got it, though.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, all the guys I was playing with thought I got it. I was one of them charity tournaments.
Yeah.
Didn't get it. 8 inches.
That's story of your life, Mike. 8 inches away.
8 inches away.
8 inches away from BM.
It's the title of my book.
W.
Okay, you're 18 years old. You're about to start college, and you decide the time is right to get things out of your system. That's why Grafton Pruitt of Lodi, California, went streaking through the park. What could possibly go wrong? Here's what. Grafton made his daring dash through the park at the precise moment it had been invaded by car thieves who were running from the police. And then the police showed up. Lots of police. Tires squealing, guns drawn, yelling, cops everywhere. Young Grafton told a reporter, "I don't believe it, dude. It was like straight out of a movie, bro. It was like, what the hell, dude? Don't they have something better to do than to chase a streaker around?"
Like, what are you talking about, dog?
End quote. And finally, save the cheerleader. Save the world. A few of us raised our eyebrows this week when the young woman who plays the cheerleader on Heroes told David Letterman on his show that now that she's 18 years old, she just had her birthday this week.
Suck on that, losers.
She told David that now that she's 18, she can now buy cigarettes and porn. The next day, paparazzi asked Hayden Panettiere about that. Making light of it, she said, "Bring on the porn." Well, the lonely boys who live in the basement of the science building heard those words and swung into action.
Hi, Daryl Nichols.
Hayden's people say she started getting DVDs and magazines the very next day.
Oh, God.
Most of it centered around cheerleaders, of course.
What glorious goo.
God love them.
Cheerleader porn. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want to tell them about the dump from Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What?
How are you guys doing today, Don? Mike,
what about the dump from Baltimore, sir?
They have not been dumped in Baltimore.
Thank you. We have not. All right, well.
And Buzz, I would gladly eat yours.
Okay. See you later, my friend. Well, we'll figure out the dump issue over the weekend.
God, why me?
See everybody at IHOP. Have a great weekend. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed. Oh, what, Robbie?
We got to go, you and me, or we're going to miss JB at the car show.
I got to go feed my giraffe named Coffee Cake.
This is the Don and Mike Show.